It was a few more than what I had expected. We do have one girl that's hurt, so we're looking at about 20 players, but this summer we were averaging, you know, maybe 16. So it's a few more, but I'm glad we have them. You know, all the extra bodies is helpful, especially if there's going to be some girls that happen to get hurt, and, you know, losing six, it helps out.
My impression is that you would be pretty good on talent, but a little bit less on experience. Let's talk about both. How high is the talent level with the girls you have coming back?
Yeah, it's pretty good. We have some girls that have a lot of natural talent, which is great. You know, and then there's some of the others that just have to work a little bit harder, but they do. They put in the extra work, which is great to see. It is the lack of experience in these actual high school games that I think we are, you know, short in, but hopefully, you know, with some of the summer ball games and stuff, they've gotten a little bit of experience under their belt, maybe some of the nerves knocked off. So whenever season finally gets here, the first game, we'll be ready to go.
How does the pitching staff look for this year?
Right now we have two strong pitchers. We're looking to use them, you know, all the time, and we've got a couple of backups, but, you know, we're mainly looking at Emma Roberts and Avery Clark, so we wish, you know, we could have maybe a couple more, but you can never maybe have too many pitchers, but it's the two we need, so
that's
good.
I think this discussion goes to this level of softball, even to Major League Baseball. If you're going to be successful, you have to throw what you want where you want it,
mm-hmm.
and you can't walk people. Is that kind of what you've been concentrating on with both of them coming back with a year of experience?
Yes, both of them, you know, we'd get in a situation where we'd end up walking a runner and that runner scores, and, you know, that's how we lost a lot of our games. So we went back and said, you know, we take away those walks, we attack the zone and let your defense work and see what happens, and maybe they can get us out of it, so we come back and hit, and, you know, then we go score. So yeah, that's what we're working on.
Is your offense this year going to be a lot like last year? Get them on, get them over with not maybe a ton of people that can hit the ball over the fence regularly?
Yeah, I think a lot of times the best hits come from solid line drives versus home runs. And, you know, I don't know that we have one single person that is just a home run hitter, but that's okay. I kind of like playing small ball and just take the hits that we get.
Do you set the goals as, is it realistic for this program to say we want to win and we feel like we can win the GRC this year? Is that one of the things that you discuss early with the girls?
We haven't really talked much conference play. Of course, when I was in high school, we didn't have conference, so it's something that I'm still kind of adjusting to. But, yeah, that would be great to set one of our goals as going in and being one of the top teams in the GRC and seeing what happens.